Hello?
Hello, my name is Mary. I'm calling with Washington Opinion Service. We are conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and nation. Does anyone in your household work for news media outlets, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Thank you. And are you registered to vote in Washington?
Yes.
Thank you, sir. I know this is still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote, chances are 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I will probably vote.
Thank you. And just for statistical purposes, what is your age?
72.
Thank you, sir. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. Regardless of how you have previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Dissatisfied.
And generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Mary Blusenkamp Perez is handling her job as Congresswoman?
Approved.
Would you say strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat.
Thank you so much. Generally speaking, do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president?
Disapprove.
Would you say somewhat disapprove or strongly disapprove?
Strongly.
Thank you, sir. Thinking about the issues the country is facing now, which of the following would you say is the most important issue for your member of Congress to focus on? Would you say border security, protecting Social Security, Medicare, protecting abortion, combating threats to our democracy, improving roads, improving K-12 education, climate change, reducing crime and gun violence, growing the economy and creating jobs, fighting inflation and lowering costs? You can select up to two.
Growing the economy to improve jobs.
Thank you so much. And if you can select the second one?
Border protection.
Thank you, sir. Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very unfavorable towards them. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person, please say so. Let's start with Mary Blusenkamp Perez from 0 to 100. How favorable it is for you?
Very favorable.
Would you say 100 then?
80.
80, okay, thank you. What about Donald Trump?
60.
Thank you. The next one is Joe Biden.
30.
Thank you. What about Raul Garcia?
Not familiar.
Okay. What about Joe Kent?
30.
Thank you so much. The next one is Maria Cantwell.
Not familiar.
Thank you. The next one is the woke liberals in Congress.
Twenty. 20.
Thank you. And MAGA, Republican.
Pardon, can you say that again?
Yeah, MAGA, Republican.
Minor Republicans?
No, MAGA, Make America Great
MAGA,
Again.
MAGA.
Yes.
Oh, 70.
Thank you so much. If the election for president were held today, would you vote for Republican Donald Trump or Democrat Joe Biden?
If I had to, Republican.
Thank you. And if the election for Congress in Washington's 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Republican Joe Kent or Democrat Mary Glossingham Ferris?
I don't know. I really don't know.
Okay, it's okay. And even though you are not supporting Mary Glossingham Ferris, what are the chances that you might support her? Would you say fair chance, a small chance, or no chance at all?
No, I'd hold on here. Just a sec. Let me think a little bit.
It's okay.
I'd probably support.
Okay, thank you. And even though you are not supporting Joe Kent, what are the chances that you might support him for Congress? Would you say fair chance, small chance, or no chance at all?
Not much.
Thank you. I'd like to ask about some qualities and attributes that some people consider important in their member of Congress. Please tell me, how important is that quality for you, from 0 to 10, being 0 not important at all, and 10 extremely important? You can use any number from 0 to 10. Let's start with a leader who will fight back against the threats to our rights and freedom. From 0 to 10, how important it is for you?
9.
Thank you. The next one is someone who will defend abortion and a woman's right to choose.
Ooh, 6.
Thank you. What about a fighter for the working class?
9.
Thank you. And a leader who understands our way of life in southwestern Washington and will work to protect it.
8.
Thank you. And someone you can trust.
Someone who what?
You can trust.
Oh. 9.
Thank you. I'm going to read you a few statements about Mary Glossingham Ferris. Please rate each statement on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that a statement is a very convincing reason to support her, and 0 means it's not a very convincing reason at all to support her. You can use any number from 0 to 10. And the first statement says, Mary isn't afraid of hard work. She and her husband own a small auto shop, and she's had to get some grease under her nails to keep the business afloat. We need leaders in Congress like Mary. She respects and champions the trades and understands the challenges facing local small businesses. As a member of the House Small Business Committee, Mary teamed up with both Democrats and Republicans to sponsor the Real Manufacturing Act, loans, and support for small producers. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you to support her?
9.
Okay. The next one says, Mary is taking on a big pharma so families can save money. Too many politicians put corporate profit above their voters' well-being, but Mary supports legislation to cut families' insulin at 35% per month, and she doesn't take a dime for the pharmaceutical industry. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
9.
Okay. The next one says, Mary believes we need more skilled workers and more affordable degrees. In Congress, her focus has been on expanding access to career and technical training at high school, community college, and vocational schools. She recently secured $1 million in funding to expand Lower Columbia College equipment for their welding, manufacturing, and other training programs, so that young people graduate with the skills they need to be succeed. From 0 to 10, how convincing is that for you?
9.
Thank you, sir. And over the course of a survey, people change their minds. So let me ask you again, if the election for Congress in the 3rd District were held today, would you vote for Joe Kent or Mary Guttenkamp-Ferris?
I would tend to vote for Guttenkamp.
Thank you. I'm going to read some doubts or concerns that some people have raised about Joe Kent. You can tell me from 0 to 10 if that statement is giving you serious doubts about supporting Joe, or 0, that means no doubts at all about support him. The first statement says, we can't trust Joe Kent to put what's best for working families above the biggest special interest bankrolling his campaign. Instead of protecting Social Security, he wants to privatize it and raise the retirement age. That plan that will benefit Wall Street. And he supports deregulating the health insurance industry. From 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
5.
Thank you. Joe Kent supports an extreme and dangerous abortion ban. This ban will force women and girls to give birth if they became pregnant, even in cases of rape, incest, or life-threatening complications. If elected, Kent will destroy our freedom to decide for ourselves and when to have children. From 0 to 10, how would you rate it?
2.
Thank you, sir. And after hearing more about Joe Kent, would you say you are more or less likely to support him for Congress?
Five.
Thank you. Given everything you just heard about Joe Kent, what would you say is the most convincing reason not to support him for the Congress in your own words?
It's a strong abortion position.
Thank you so much. And just a few questions for statistical purposes only. We're almost done, so thank you so much for your time. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Let's see. 12. Well, let's say 17.
Okay. Thank you so much. Are you married? I'm married. Single, separated. Thank you, sir. And do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household? No.
No.
Okay. And thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you, sir. And how often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation and kindness helping me with these questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Same to you. Bye-bye.